Random House Audio presents A Breast Cancer Alphabet, written and read for you by Madalika Sikka. For Sushma and Krishan Lal Sikka, it all begins with Mom and Dad. Introduction. There is a hushed reverence in the waiting area outside the Oval Office. After all those years of the West Wing, one might think there would be a bustle of activity, a swirl of smart, earnest people walking and talking at the same time. Perhaps I would catch snippets of conversation about budgets and bills, policies and politicians. It's not like that. My NPR colleagues and I were there to interview President Obama, and we waited quietly with a stenographer and the Secret Service. No one else came by. Despite my years of journalism in Washington, it would be my first time in the Oval Office. It was December 2010, and the White House was beautifully decked out for the holidays. It should have been an exciting moment, but the only thing I could concentrate on was my cell phone. 4 days earlier, I had undergone a needle biopsy on a suspicious mass in my left breast, found after a routine mammogram. I was waiting for my internist to call with the results. In my heart, I knew it would not be good. Something in the radiologist's manner gave me a clue. As she prepared for the biopsy, I'd tried to break the ice. "Maybe it's just a blocked duct," I said jokingly. She didn't laugh, or even crack a smile. Not good, I thought. This was also the week when Elizabeth Edwards died, after having been diagnosed with breast cancer just 6 years prior. The wife of the one-time presidential...